was looking through the Word of God, and, you know, if you think all the way back to the very beginning, I mean, there was Adam and Eve. What was going to come of all that? God knows what he's doing. Sometimes we wonder, why is this and why is that happening? But, you know, I'm sure every one of these people are human, just like we were. They all question, like, why? Even Mary herself. Why and how shall this be? But if you remember, I think the thing is, we have to remember, it's because it's going to happen because God's going to do it. And it's because he's prepared them. He's the one who said it's going to come to pass. And he has the performance of it. But we need to come to the place that we are just saying, Lord, it's yours. I have to do that with my lesson every week. You know, and I know some people do it different than I do, and that's all good. I love the way they do it, but this is the way God has called my life. And it puts me in, in utter, total dependence upon him, because he has to lead us and guide us. You know, there's certain things that may happen. He may give you scriptures through the whole week, but that doesn't mean that's what you're going to talk about. And I study, but that isn't what he usually brings out behind the pulpit once I get up here. It's part of it, but it has to become ours before we can give it to somebody else. And I love the verse in Psalms 150. Let everything that hath breath, praise the Lord. Even if it's your tongue, you take this little tongue, and everything that tongue should do is bring in glory and honor to him. If you have an instrument, timbrels, whatever, it doesn't say how wonderful you do it. It says you play skillfully. And, you know, a lot of people say skillfully is you're perfect. No, I believe you're skillful in the level wherewith he hath made you skillful. Stay humble before the hands of the Lord. You know, this is his to will and to do his good pleasure. And we are here for his pleasure. We are here to be with him. I was thinking about revelations, you know, and that we receive of him. But when I looked at revelation in the word, I always hear the word unveiling, because he wants to unveil these things to us. In other words, remove the veil, make it easy. Lord, show us what this really means. But let me tell you, that bride is the one who's going to know this, because she couldn't do anything without him. Nothing. Can't even make the right decisions. Can't even say the right words. Can't even do nothing without him. Without me, you are nothing. 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, and I love those words, as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Well, we could look at that and go, no, I've seen what's written. I've heard the word of God. It's entered into my heart. What part? You see, we want all of it in his perfect will, everything. The things that God hath prepared for them that love him. What is it he's prepared? None of us know until we come with a humble heart and say, Lord, what is it? What would thou have me to know? But God hath revealed them. He hath revealed them unto us. What are the things that you truly have had a revelation of? He revealed it by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Isn't that how he knows? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God does know. Now, we want to know, so be dependent. We need to say, Lord, by the power of the Holy Ghost, reveal these things to our heart. Do this. And in Acts chapter 9, I was reading in there about Paul. And I'm going to go over there because it all leads to everyone has a purpose. God has called you for a purpose. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Whatever he's placed in your hands to do, do it heartily and do it as unto the Lord. And it doesn't matter if it's an instrument, it doesn't matter if it's praying, whatever he has put in your heart, what he's given you, that's what we're responsible for. And in Acts chapter 9, we remember Saul, and when he was on the road to Damascus, we know what God did, struck him down on the road to Damascus. He had a new plan. He has a purpose for Saul's life, and his name was changed to Paul. And Paul is little. Paul is someone who's small. He's not high and be high-minded. He's very small. He's humble before the Lord. I'll tell you what, when he was on the road to Damascus, I don't think he was going, I'm excited I got struck down on the road to Damascus. You know, this had to have been a very tough experience for this wise man who had sat at the feet of Gamaliel all of his life. He had all the answers. He had all the letters. They gave him all the stuff because the ones in power, they gave him permission. You go do this and you do that. He got pretty high-minded. And we really have to ask ourselves, Lord, keep us humble. Keep us humble. But he didn't. He went around persecuting the Christians. You know, and I don't know what they said to him, but I know what the Lord said to him. As you've done it to the least of my brethren, you have done it unto me. They were he was persecuting who? The Christians. But God had a new message. God's message was not law. God's message was grace. It wasn't I am fair, can't you see I'm fair and you're not? It is the grace message. He's going to put a divine influence on Paul's heart. When he was Saul, God came in. He was struck blind. He couldn't see. He sent Ananias. And Ananias, when he was called for a purpose. Now, I want you to think, when he's called for a purpose, there are always somebody else is around. You see, you're called for a purpose. It's not just about you. It's not just about them. It's about the message to be preached. And God's really had it on my heart. Greater things are you going to do than I have done while I was here. Now you think about that. Jesus, he prayed to the Father to bless the bread and the fish and fed all those thousands. He healed the lame man. He made the blind man to see, the one who couldn't speak. And then you think of all those miracles, and then Jesus says, I'm going to my Father, but greater things are you going to do? You know, the greatest thing I think if anyone could do in this world is to let someone know Jesus. Open blinded eyes that they truly can see a grace message. That to me is what's always been on my heart. Lord, the same grace wherewith you have loved me, that influence that you've put on my heart, let that be the very grace that is spread abroad. We're to be going to every creature. No, we're not to be going to every nation. We are to be living day by day and people sharing this gospel, the good news. He said, I'm here. It was needed. There had to be a declaration of the gospel. He had to declare Jesus Christ the only way. So Saul's here, and Ananias doesn't want to go to him. He said, Lord, you see, how many people do that? When God has a purpose in your life, well, I don't want to do it. I don't want to tell him, Lord. I don't want to do this. And I'm telling you what, God has given me a message that is not being preached today. I don't know when he's going to have me preach it. But I haven't heard anyone say it. And I keep going, but it is the word of God. So when it goes forth, I thought about, well, should I go to this person? And should I ask that person? And the Lord says, why can't you come to me, the Lord of your life? Why can't you ask me? to come and ask the power of the Holy Ghost to reveal it to you. It's going to become special. You don't have to worry about the hearers. You don't have to worry about the outcome of the Word of God. It is truth, and as long as it's a truth, you must speak what I tell you to speak. And it is going to be about that daily sacrifice. And I won't go all the way into it, but I want you to have this thought and you meditate on it. We are, even the Holy Ghost, maybe he's going to do it today, I don't know. But the Holy Ghost came upon my heart. And I went, well, maybe they took away the daily sacrifice. And no, it isn't what the Word of God says. He said, you go to the Word of God and you check it out. And I went in at the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away. At the time. It didn't say this one and that one. At the time. Are you presenting your body a living sacrifice? Holy unto God, which is your reasonable service. Okay, who are we offering up? What is the sin offering? What is the trespass offering? What is the meal offering? What are all these offerings that we are offering up? It's our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are doing this daily. What was the people told? The bride was told that as long as in Philadelphia, that church, they were going to be kept out of that hour of tribulation. And I kept going, Lord, the question is, and I've been listening. People have been saying, well, Pastor and I talked about it. It's like, well, people are saying, did they have to have a temple? Do you? You are the temple. Do you have to have a temple? Oh, are they going to start offering these sacrifices all over again? People, why are we thinking the future? We are to be living today. Today is the day to be living before our Father, our God, and living for the Lord. Present your body, a living sacrifice. Trust me, if you're offering up Him, you're learning of Him, you're maturing in Him, you are growing up in Him. Why? Because He wants to see in you what you see in Him. And I believe one day that woman is going to be taken away. She's going to be kept out of that hour of tribulation, out of that time of suffering. Why? Because she has done what the Word of God said. She just had to come to know Him, to accept Him. Accept the revelation that He's given to her. You must take it. And you don't, if people can't see it at once, my pastor has said things to me I didn't know the first time he said it. But I tell you what, if you want to know, He's going to let you see it. And I know that God just inspired my heart. Be ready at a time you think not. But today, just like Paul. Paul had an audience. Once Ananias laid hands on him, he opened up his eyes. And you think, what greater works? Someone who says, I can't do this. I can't walk in this. Isn't it a beautiful message when you're able to say, all he told me was to present my body a living sacrifice. Because my Redeemer liveth. He brought me up from the grave with Him. And we are to be living the new creation life. Holy because He is holy. Accepted because He's the one who made us accepted. It is our reasonable service. And everybody always says, when will she go? Nobody knows that. Nobody knows exactly when. But I always go back to Elijah. You study it. Elijah knew when he was leaving. Paul knew when it was time to go. Jesus knew when it was time to go. We are to be found in the Beloved. I think He's doing a work in her heart that the closer she's getting to Him and knowing Him in His holiness and in His perfection, everything He did, she's going to be falling deeper and deeper in love with him. She's being changed from glory to glory. He that hath this hope of the coming of the Lord, what does he do? He purifieth himself. He wants to be clean. He wants his life pure. Have you ever gone out of your house, even maybe gone Christmas shopping? I'll just say that. Did you ever have that sense of you feel dirty? I have. You've been out in a dirty, defiling world? We have to daily, we need the cleansing and the washing of the water of the word. Get around defiling people, and you'll hear the Lord say, abstain from the very appearance of it. I was just saying, you know, I don't know. It's each person has their walk before the Lord. And you've got to say, even with my life, what is that to thee? You follow thou me yourself. You follow thou me. But if we're following him, how can I follow him and not want to talk about him? Not want to talk about our Lord? There'll be nothing you can say about yourself except for I can't, I couldn't, I shouldn't, I wouldn't. That's all about the person. But what about the person who loved this person so much that he was willing to lay down his life? Saul, he told Ananias, he's a chosen vessel unto me. And I'm going to show him what things he must need suffer for my sake. And he did. He went. Paul was persecuted. He was beaten. He was shipwrecked. He went through. But you know, I know that God had to have put that grace message deep down in his heart, because we would have never seen Jesus moving in that life. Because of him being a willing vessel, not even knowing where he was going sometime. The Spirit is going to lead. We don't even know when God is going to use you. You don't know. It could be this very day. I like what Jean said Wednesday. People plan out their lives. They've got it all planned. Da, 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 da. You know, it's like we're going to be here 3 weeks from now. Nobody knows how long we're going to be here. But I don't want my last days on earth to have to be, I never walked with you on those days. I walked in the way that I wanted to go. I walked in these things. Moses learned, his parents knew. He knew, they knew. He was a godly man. The Lord had put him here. And Moses was willing to suffer than to enjoy the pleasures of sin, but just for a moment. I don't know about the rest of you, but have you been watching? You got to see what's out in the world. Are you watching what's going on in the houses of God? In the churches? It should be full of the glory and the grace of God, and we should be magnifying it. What's being magnified? That means when you put the lens on it and you really look into it and you go, well, look at that, look at that. Whoa, whoa. That's what we should be doing, magnifying the grace of God. How did God deliver that man? How did he do that? How did he heal that individual? By his power, by his might. You know, God's going to give you revelation. He's going to show you things. In Deuteronomy, I wrote this, Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed, they belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of the law. And I like to just say it, that we may walk in his ways. not just our lives, but our children's lives and the children's children's lives. One of the brothers was just telling me this week, I believe it was Wednesday, they watch. They're watching you. What are they seeing? Are they seeing Jesus alive in you? I can tell you, I won't even name the individual. I have been watching, and it's right here in our meeting. I've been watching and seeing this marvelous grace of God. I see them changing from glory to glory and more glory. And I see this love coming out and this joy being fulfilled. That's magnifying. That's it. Let every man that hath breath, let him praise the Lord. When you have a testimony, praise the Lord for what he's done in your life. We're praising him. I looked at Daniel, all these secrets. I love that man, Daniel. I always have. It's like, it's not him. It was his love for the Lord and how he had already determined it. God done a work. And he was going to keep walking with him no matter what, by God's grace. We better add by God's grace, because at any moment, I would stop. People say, how can you say that? Because you have a body of flesh. If you yield to it, you can stop just as easy as anybody else. Just as easy. So what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Daniel chapter 2. The king wanted to know all these visions. He wanted to know what his dream was about. And I wrote in here, Daniel 2. I don't want to read all this, but right here. They called in all the magicians, the astrologers, rulers. Think of all the people they call. I got to call it. I got to call the magistrate. I got to call this one. I got to call this. But he goes, you know, but it's a rare thing, these people said in verse 11 of chapter 2. It's a rare thing that a king requireth. There is none other that can show it before the king except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh. Well, there's only one God. There's only one God. This caused the king got angry. He's furious. He wants an answer. I want to know, and somebody better tell me. Commanded, he said, I'm going to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. Well, that's smart. And Daniel answered with counsel. Now get this. Where did Daniel get his counseling? From God. Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom. He's going to talk, but his words are going to give counsel. It's going to show forth true wisdom of God to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth. He went out to slay all the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why are you so hasty? Have you ever done that? Don't be so hasty to do this or that. Why are you so hasty? This decree to carry it out. And Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. And Daniel went in and he desired of the king. He said, will you just give me some time? Just give me a little bit of time that he could show that interpretation to him. But see, Daniel knew he couldn't do it. He knew who could. That's the thing. Can you give me just a little time? Daniel went to his house, and I love this. Notice there's still other people, no useless members. Daniel went to the house, and he made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions. Here's why he went to talk to him. I want you to desire mercies of the God of heaven, concerning this secret. we need to seek the Lord and ask him what is to come about. What does he want? And Daniel and his fellows, that they would not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. You know, do we do that? I tell you, sometimes you go, Lord, I'll do the same thing, but I need your grace. And it's like, they need to know the truth. I don't want to perish with the rest of all the wise men in Babylon. Then was the secret revealed. Notice, friends are praying. He went to the ones, prayer warriors, not to gossip. He went to prayer warriors. Let's pray. Let's seek the God. Let's seek the one true God that can answer this. He knew it. And they went in. Then was that secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Now, have you ever heard people say, well, I don't know why God didn't show me that. People, he is going to show them. It doesn't make Daniel better than they, and he even said it. Then was the secret. Secret things belong to God. The secret was revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel, he blessed the God of heaven. Let every man that hath breath praise the Lord. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and forever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times, and he changes the seasons. He removes kings, and then he sets up other kings. He gives wisdom to the wise. He gives knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and the secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness. Does that give you peace? It doesn't if I'm doing the wrong thing. But it's good when you have that peace of knowing he can see all the way through it. That should give us such peace. He said, he knoweth what's in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee. This man is, he's in love, man. He knows where his strength. Lead me to the rock. Remember the scripture? Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. I thank thee. I praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who you've given me wisdom. You gave my father's wisdom. But he said, no, you've given me wisdom. You've given me might. And you have made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou now made known unto us the king's matter. Okay, so the time comes. Daniel's going to go before the king. And he goes in. And Daniel goes into Arioch. The king had ordained to destroy the wise men. He went in and said to him, don't destroy the wise men of Babylon. Could you bring me to the king? Can you just take me in there so I can show the king the interpretation? Arioch brought in Daniel to the king, and he did it in haste. And he said to him, I found a man in the captives of Judah that will make known unto the king the interpretation. He'll tell you. He said he will. The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar, art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen? But not just the dream. You have to tell me the interpretation. You know, I could just hear that king like, I didn't ask you to just tell me the dream. You got to give me the interpretation. And Daniel answered in the presence of the king, and he said, the secret that the king hath demanded, cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king? But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets. You guys, that's the same one. He wants to reveal these hidden things to us. He revealeth secrets. He makes known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. thy dream and your visions of your head on the bed were these. And he begins to tell them, okay? Now, I want you to go because you're going to see what he does. But when you go over verse 47, the king answers Daniel and said, of a truth it is. Of course it is. He's a God of truth. God is not a man that he should lie. The king answered Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your God, notice, your God. But they're watching. Your God is a God of gods. Boy, there's a testimony right here. Your God is the God of gods and the Lord of kings. He's a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldst reveal the secret. But Daniel does not take any glory to himself. Daniel goes in and he tells them, he said, it's not for anything about me. It's not because I have all this wisdom above all these and get all this glory and get a look all nice and good to the eyes of people. He said, no, it was God. God revealed this to my heart. And the only thing you're responsible to do when God reveals something, you just share it. People don't have to take it. They don't have to rebel against it. You just let God reveal what God wants to reveal to our hearts. That's simple. We make it hard. But you're going to have to learn to do this and don't do it. You do it just because you're yielded. When he went in, the only thing he said was, I don't want you guys to be hasty because they're going to kill all the wise men. But he just requested, that's a humble guy. He said, could we? And yeah, the king said, he could have said no. But you know what? Daniel still would have been in the perfect will of God. He still would have been God's perfect will. That's what we want to pray. God, what is the purpose you have called me? You think of all the places that God sent Paul after he made this big change in his life. You see, Paul, maybe he did have to think, well, I don't know if I want to go this way of grace. When you've heard grace and it's so easy and it's so plain, and why do you love me so? Why do you keep loving me, Lord? That's grace. Because I don't deserve it. But you are mine. I bought you at the price. And we all just have to get to the place that be confident of this very thing. He that hath begun a work in you, he'll finish it. Oh, I like that with my own life. What about your brother and sister's lives? Are you confident that God is going to finish, or is your heart attitude toward them? Finish what you have begun in me. Finish it in them. I know you will, Lord. And I love it because even when Elizabeth said, he's going to perform this thing. Well, I think that's how we have to look at it. We're to just come before him, praise him for who he is, and know that all these things, and I tell you, it's getting so bad. I mean, I see things just happening. It's like, why is all this stuff happening? And it's not just out there. There's so many trials going on for pastors and teachers and preachers. There's so many trials of the saints going on. But we have to, as we've been having in James, why are all these things there? What is it, Lord? And let him answer. Go to him. Let him reveal it to our hearts. And I tell you, I'm one of these people who I try to drag all this with me and like, oh, well, I hate this for this and I hate this for this. The Lord says, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. You've got to let go of these things. Let your light shine. Don't let this be seen in you that you hated seeing in maybe Charlie down the street. Don't let it be seen in you. I want to see Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that's who we want others to see. Jesus alive in me. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth. Let's all stand.